everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video, right down there, you know what we got? We've got text that supports this video. We got links. We got graphics. Makes it so much better. So, but if you can't go there, go to iTunes. We have it there, and you can put it on your iPad, iPod, iPhone, all those things. All right, let me see. Oh, you know what? Well, we just did 4 videos with Meredith, and now we've got Elron back with us. Let me tell you a little bit about Elron. Elron, I actually took notes this time because we had a discussion about how poorly we've been introducing each other. So, Elron has had a lifelong interest in how the mind works, including a background in performance and accelerated learning, which brought him eventually to the field of hypnosis. He used to have his own practice in Oregon before moving here in 2008, and he brings a lot of passion to the drive, he drove a long way to get here because he had a lot of passion, or something like that. Elron survived the internship with me at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and since then he's been a full-time consulting hypnotist and specializing in 5-Path. And finally, but not lastly, he is currently writing for the National Guild of Hypnotism Journal and was recently a speaker at the NGH Solid Gold Weekend and will be presenting at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention in Marlboro. And aren't we lucky to have Elron? Thank you, Elron, for co-hosting with me.
Thank you for having me, Cal. That's fantastic, and it's great to be back.
Where did you go?
Where did I go? I think I've just been about 10 feet away in the other office, chained to my desk, as a matter of fact. Just busy, Cal, answering the phone, doing hypnosis, saving the planet one mind at a time.
Hey, busy people get things done.
That's right. And I couldn't have done it without you, Cal.
Oh, man. For
all you who are watching, if you haven't watched this before, let me tell you a little bit about Cal. Cal not only is the founder of 5-Path and 7th-Path Self-Hypnosis, systematic approach to hypnotherapy, and 7th-Path being more of an insight-oriented form of self-hypnosis, but he's an excellent clinician and, in my opinion, truly an innovator in this profession. And I think that anyone is lucky to learn from him. I certainly am. And so I always get new gold nuggets every time I hang out with Cal. So thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Gosh, I'm all choked up. Hey, guess what? So I have a very, very important announcement for everybody who's watching. You guys who are not watching, you're listening. Sorry, this is going to make no sense to you. But you might have noticed my background is different. That's because we rearranged things here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and I have a different office now. And so that's why it looks different back there. Hopefully it works out okay. We might have to do some tweaking in the next few podcasts or something to make sure the lighting is right and all that. But not to be outdone, I go into the office where Elron is getting recorded, and he's got this big fancy schmancy umbrella lighting system and stuff. Geez, just when I thought I was doing something cool. What inspired that, Elron?
Well, I do have a video project that is going to be online recently, going out to a pretty big list where I'm going to be doing free hypnosis video sessions every week. And so, naturally, I wanted to look good, so I got some lighting systems. The problem is, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. So I recorded a few videos, and I'm totally washed out, and I'm figuring it out. But it's a work in progress, what can I say?
I'm going to give you a hint. Whenever I want to learn something quick and easy and fast, anything you could ever want to learn in like 10 minutes, you can learn on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in set up video lighting or something like that, and you'll get like an about 10-minute tutorial, and you'll go away knowing almost as much as if you took a whole class.
Going to do that.
I do that all the time. What was I doing that recently? I forget what it was. Oh, I'm going to put some lettering on my windshield on my car and to support Motorcycle Club. And I bought some at the Las Vegas rally I was at this last weekend with the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets MC. And I thought, well, how the heck do you do this? So I just typed in put lettering on your windshield. And then that got narrowed down to vinyl lettering. And then, boom, there it was. Taught me. Found two great videos on it. Each one was about 5 minutes long. So there you go. Hey, by the way, speaking of YouTube, I have a video on it that's had almost 400,000 views. Can you imagine that?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Okay, good. Let's see. Anything else you want to talk about, or are we done?
Well, as a matter of fact, I would like to talk about a little bit of a soapbox today, because I saw something recently that made me think about different pros and cons in hypnosis. Do you want to hear what it is?
Pros and con me, man.
All right. I saw a hypnotist, a famous hypnotist on a famous talk show where there was a couple of women or, you know, women and men that he hypnotized for weight loss. But it was like a, you know, just one session. Some of them didn't even believe in hypnosis or didn't even think it would work. For like 20 minutes, he hypnotized them, allegedly. And it's got
reportedly.
Right. Before and after kind of type stuff where, oh my God, I didn't even have to do anything and I lost all this weight and I didn't even believe in it. I didn't even try to do anything and I lost weight. It just like came off of me.
Purely through the power of hypnosis. That no change in behavior, no change in anything. Just the fat got hypnotized and it just floated away.
That's right. Just into a red balloon somewhere. And all I did was sit in a chair for 20 minutes and he just hypnotized it right off of me. That was the impression.
Kind of a hypno-liposuction thing.
That would be kind of scary, actually.
So what's wrong with that, Elron?
So, well, there's a few things that are good about it and a few things that, in my opinion, are bad about it. So, I mean, let me go with the pros first. Number one, obviously, is kind of cool because it excites the public about hypnosis. It makes people look at that and go, wow, hypnosis must be awesome. I can't even believe that. And it really puts, it's... Any publicity is good publicity in that respect because it puts hypnosis into the mindset of the populace and makes people really want to go seek it out. However, as far as the con side goes, I think that it gives people a false expectation of what is involved in a session and the... You know, it puts it more into the whole place of, oh, well, geez, it's just magic. And it also takes responsibility for change necessarily away from the person. Like, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even think about it. I just laid there and poof, it all happened. And sometimes people that really get some of those ideas entrenched in the mind based on what they saw can be difficult to work with.
Why do you think someone would say that? I mean, do you think it actually happened to this lady that... She had this one 20-minute session, and now all of a sudden her life has changed, and she's skinny, and she doesn't have to exercise. She can eat the way she did before, and everything's all right.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe she did. Maybe she was part of that really small percentage of really hyper-suggestible people that had one of those one-session wonders. I mean, I've had one-session wonders in my career, people that, you know, just snap your fingers and they're like, poof, oh my God, I'm so better. Yeah, I don't even know why we did all those other sessions. I just felt like that was just kind of just reinforcing the stuff that we already did, but I got everything that I paid for in the first half hour. You know, I've had experiences like that. She could have been just that hyper-suggestible client. But the truth is that most people aren't like that. That's why we... learn all these techniques and study how the mind works and study how to do age regression and how to work with emotions and internal conflicts and many other complicated hypnotherapeutic techniques to work with people to make sure that the change sticks and stays in place and can ultimately be reality tested 6 months, 6 years down the road. And to even install some recovery strategies into that client so that they can handle things when life throws them a curveball or a couple of lemons. Or we can be part of the support network to see them if something starts to unravel because sometimes there's another layer that needs to be worked on. And when the belief that's what hypnosis done is the only belief that a prospective client has, And anything to the contrary throws them off and makes them uneasy. That can be difficult, and that's kind of what I wanted to say about that, really. I mean, just that overall, it's a good thing, but I would have liked to have seen them clarify it and talk about it a little bit more at length and say, you know, well, this isn't really the norm. I usually work with a person this number of sessions, or this doesn't always happen, but yes, hypnosis is very, very powerful, and these are the kind of changes that are possible. I would have liked to have seen something kind of like that to really give people a fleshed out idea of what to expect.
Well, just like most responsible people would say something like, this is not typical, your experience or results may vary, and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. Good. Well, I know you were really wanting to get that off your chest, so I'm glad you did. You feel better now?
I feel so much better. I was a lot more riled up before I talked about it with you in your office. I should have saved that.
I have that effect on people. Oh, tell me how you feel. What do you think about that? And they start settling down, you know.
I know. Now I'm all cool as a cucumber about it. Boring.
Hey, let me throw a couple of things in here before we get on to your next topic, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, so I got my little clipboard here. We also have an update on calbanion.com. We just want to decide to make it as easy as possible for you to send us topic suggestions and also to send questions. So now, right up there at the top of this page, and there's a big old orange and red looking Ask Us, and it says, send your hypnosis questions and topics to Cal, Elron, and Meredith. So you can just click on that, boom, zap us a question. You don't have to go to our Hypnospace. You don't have to go to Facebook. Boom, right there, and then we get it. And we even ask you, can we use your name on there when we ask a question, stuff like that. Because the more hoops we ask people to go through to get something done, the less likely that it'll actually happen. And we really, really understand that this program is only as valuable as it is relevant to what you guys want to hear about. So there you go. So the Ask Us button, please use it. And now if you just got comments, put the comments below in the comments area. One other thing that's really cool I want to talk about is, as we all know, the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention is coming up. We have Meredith, who's going to be teaching. We have Celeste that's going to be teaching. We have Elron that's going to be teaching. Myself, who's going to be teaching. And you might want to know, who else is going to be teaching? Well, there's a very special website set up by Elsom Eldridge Jr. He helps to organize the entire convention, called thehypnotistsconvention.com. www.thehypnotistsconvention.com. We'll have a link right there, okay? And you can go there and you can actually ask questions of the people who are presenting, find out what they're presenting, and it really is a nifty website. And I've just opened up a discussion area there. You can talk to me about what I'm going to be teaching. Hey, you know, we had Meredith talk about what to do, kind of mini talks here on the podcast for what the topic she's going to be doing. Would you be willing to do that in the future?
Absolutely.
All right.
Love to do that.
Cool. So, and it can't be one of those where it's like a 15-minute infomercial. I mean, you got to give them some stuff. I mean, pack it as full of information as you can in 15 minutes.
Well, I don't want to give away all my secrets.
Now,
you
can't
come to the convention for that. But I will
give
away some gold nuggets.
See, if it's going to take you an hour or 2 hours, that's to do the actual talk, right? Then that's going to be packed. There's no way you can give away all your stuff in 15 minutes. Doesn't that make sense?
That does make sense, Cal. And that's why you're Calbanion.
You know, I actually, this is the truth. I get professionals in this business angry at me. I even had one slug me in the shoulder at the convention. Then they say, you give away too much. Well, I don't believe it. Because if you think I'm giving away too much, you should be in one of my classes. You're going to think your head's going to explode. Isn't that right, Elron? Good. All right. On to whatever you want to talk about next.
Yes. How about this for a question? Yes. I have so let me back up. I'm going to give you a question that I pulled off the internet. It's a question I found from a few different sources, and I'll just give you the essence of the question. We may have addressed this in the past, but I want to add my two cents on it as well. But first, I want to ask you, I got this question. It's basically the essence of it is, I have a client who's not getting over their issue in the average amount of sessions, and they're starting to run out of finances, and it's becoming a problem. I believe I can help this person, but there's no more time. Time is running out. What do I do? How do I handle this type of a situation with the client?
Okay, so one of the problems is you got to make sure that it's clear to your client that if you predict an average, that it's an average, and that a significant number of people take less number of sessions, and a significant number of people will take more than the average number of sessions. You know, let's say, you know, almost nobody is exactly on the average. Let's say half the people hit the average. Well, you know what? Half the people don't. And so I've got to have that kind of heart-to-heart talk with people before I take them on, because I'm a little bit more expensive than the average hypnotist out there. Some people say a lot more expensive. And I tell them, I don't want to take you on unless you know that, yes, five or six sessions on average, but sometimes it's very complicated. It can go longer than that. So I don't want to begin if this is going to put you in a financial bind. I can recommend to you good, qualified, excellent, well-trained, experienced hypnotherapists and hypnotists and consult hypnotists, whatever you want to call them, that charge about half what I do. And so I, because I am at the higher end, I usually have that talk with them. And probably about 20% of the time, I'll send them to someone else, like you or one of the other hypnotherapists that are here. You're a little bit less than me. And sometimes we'll have someone that's charging half as much as me here at our center. So it's nice to have that kind of graded possibility. Now, so I don't run into that problem very often, but it does happen, so it's a valid question. And what I will just have to tell the people, the client, is, you know, what I need you to do is I need you to be as absolutely compliant, following my instructions, no resistance whatsoever, so I can get as much done in each of the sessions we're going to do. Because if you start backing off or hemming and hawing or not following instructions, that's just going to add sessions. So I need you to just apply yourself with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind to really get in there so that we can get this done as soon as possible. Okay? So that's one thing you'll do. Now, then you have to look at, if you're going to continue, maybe you want to do a payment plan. That's a possibility where you say, look, well, I really believe I can help you, but what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to rack up whatever sessions are going to be done, and then we'll set up a payment plan afterwards, because it is worth getting this problem solved, right? And they say, yes. I say, okay, what if it takes three more, four more sessions? Is it still worth it? They'll say, oh, absolutely. And so I say, okay, what we'll do is we'll put you into a payment plan. So that's a possibility. I don't know if I've ever done sessions for free. But, you know, I might. Like if there was a child and the parent just cannot afford it anymore, then I would probably keep going and do some gratis for the child, because doing the sessions for free when you're doing children is not nearly... For the child, usually the sessions are free anyway. I mean, if they're like 5, 6, 7 years old, you know, they're not paying for the sessions. Usually the parents are. And most of the time, you don't have the child doing... What I highly recommend is some chores around the house, or, you know, washing dishes or raking the yard or whatever as their way of helping to pay for the session. So, how's that, Alan?
Sounds great, Cal. It's all in the pre-frame. Backtracking yourself out of a situation like that can be sticky. And if you feel like you're really close to helping them, you might just want to bite the bullet and give them an extra session if that stays true to your own integrity. If you somehow realize that you didn't pre-frame it correctly and really inform them up front, and all of a sudden they're like halfway through and they're like, I'm not better, but I still really need help, and I don't know if I can do this, and it's going to be too much of a strain. Everything is case-specific. What Cal said about payment plan is definitely a great option, but it just depends. What does it mean to truly evaluate each situation? That's going to have to be on a case-by-case basis if the pre-frame wasn't done correctly.
Cool. Anything else?
That's it, Cal.
All right, you know what? We got to wrap it up. That was quick.
Yeah.
All right, you do your part and I'll do mine.
Thank you so much for watching this episode. It's been great to be back. I'll see you again next week. And if you want to learn more about what we do here, some of the products that we have, the classes that we have, I strongly recommend you go to hypnosiscenter.com. Also, check out hypnosis.org for more information. If you're here today, you're supposed to be on calbanning.com. And we'll see you next time. If you want to email me, it's lronhypnosis@gmail.com. I'll be happy to answer your questions and get to know you better.
Tell them your website.
It's safeeffectivehypnosis.com. Thanks for the plug, Cal.
Thank you, Ron. Hey, so a couple things. The NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, one coming up in July, one coming up in November, early registration discounts. And so on the side of the website, it's got the dates, the links to the information. Please go there. Also coming up really fast, May 20th of this year, 2012, we've got the Week of Power. What's the Week of Power? It's for people who've already got the basic stuff. They've been certified, and now they want to get certified in 5-Path and 7-Path. That's it. Remember, also go to facebook.com. Hypnosis, etc., for the inside scoop stuff we're talking about in between episodes. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.